Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. It looks like the state budget will be late again. We have the latest from Harrisburg. And in Williamsport, police are still searching for a shooter who killed a teenager on Monday. It's Wednesday, July 1st. Let's get into it. We'll start in Williamsport. Williamsport police are still looking for whoever shot and killed a teenager and wounded two other teens during a mid-afternoon attack on Monday. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports.
Williamsport Mayor Derek Slaughter said he couldn't provide any new information about the shooting that killed one and wounded two on a city street Monday, but Slaughter said police continue to actively investigate.
We're asking, of course, anyone in the public with any information or if they have any videos, saw anything, or even today, if you're hearing anything or seeing anything, let us know, reach out. But as of right now, no, we don't have any additional information.
The shooting occurred mid-afternoon Monday in the 1700 block of Memorial Avenue. Police found 17, 18, and 19-year-old males wounded. The 18-year-old was pronounced dead at a local hospital about 20 minutes later. The shootings marked the latest in a series of incidents involving juveniles in Lycoming County in recent years. The incidents include the murder of a 15-year-old outside a TGI Fridays in Loyal Sauk Township more than 2 years ago, a stabbing in May, and a juvenile firing a gun into a home in June. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. And an update on Tuesday, the county coroner identified the 18-year-old as Nasir Kramer. The other victims remain unidentified, but Mayor Slaughter said they are expected to survive. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now to Harrisburg. The state Senate left Harrisburg on Tuesday with an unfinished budget, which was supposed to be due today. Democrats were quick to say they want to stay in town to hammer out a deal. But Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says a deal could be reached if legislators return next week.
We will meet in the middle. We will conclude this process, I believe, in the next several days with a responsible product.
Budget negotiators have declined to say how much they may agree to spend. Governor Josh Shapiro has proposed a more than $53 billion plan, though Republicans have balked at that level of spending. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit WVIA.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now here's something interesting that happened before lawmakers left Harrisburg this week. Pennsylvania lawmakers want to make it easier for homeowners to build backyard cottages, garage apartments, and other accessory dwelling units. As Aaron Moselle reports for WVIA, the legislation is part of a broader push to make housing more affordable in the Commonwealth.
Accessory dwelling units are usually small, self-contained apartments that are either attached to a single-family home or sit somewhere on the property. Under legislation moving through Harrisburg, these homes could be created by right. That means property owners wouldn't need zoning approval to build them, even if they're restricted by their local government. State Senator Nikhil Saval says creating a statewide standard would be a boon for Pennsylvania residents.
While there has been pushback, we know that a majority of people support this, right? They want to be able to make it easier to for their communities to grow. And actually enabling their communities to grow is the way that we preserve them. It's the way that we preserve affordability.
Organizations representing local governments call the measure a one-size-fits-all mandate that will invite unforeseen problems for communities. A House version of the bill has passed while a similar measure is stalled in the Senate.
That was Aaron Moselle reporting. One last thing for the day. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Perhaps one of the most colorful characters of the American Revolution was General Anthony Wayne, known as Mad Anthony, reportedly after a particularly daring assault on the British in 1779. Under Washington's orders, General Wayne was in charge of an overnight assault against a heavily armed British base along the Hudson River called Stony Point, New York. The Americans used only bayonets to capture the British stronghold, an attack designed to be a surprise. It worked, even though Wayne was injured in the battle. Later, after the British evacuated southern cities such as Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina, it was Wayne's men who were among the first to march in and reclaim them. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.